It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Austin could be home to a Major League Soccer team soon. The ownership of the Columbus Crew is actively pursuing a move for its team to Austin. One fairly large hurdle to overcome, though, is where they would build the stadium. KUT's Jimmy Moss joins me right now to bring us up to date on where things stand with the Crew. Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning. And just to get everyone up to speed, the Crew's ownership, Precourt Sports Ventures, headed by Anthony Precourt, would like to move to Austin sometime next year and build a new soccer-only stadium to play in perhaps by 2020, assuming construction and all of that. The team would like to do this on land that it does not own. They would pay for the stadium, but they would not own the land. It would like to strike up a similar arrangement with the city of Austin that it has with the state of Ohio. Officially, the state owns that stadium, but upkeep is up to the team, so it wants kind of a similar thing going on here. The city of Austin staff has provided council a list of public land that could, and I repeat, could host a stadium. It should be clear that at least publicly, the city has offered no guarantees. And as of last week's end, Precourt has removed Butler Shores from its consideration because at least it does not seem politically palatable, to say the least, to give that land away for a stadium. So you might be casually watching this, Jen, but there's a large group of people following every twist and turn of this story very, very closely. Those are the team's fans in Ohio, and they don't want to see the Crew leave. So I spoke with Andrew Erickson, the MLS beat writer at the Columbus Dispatch.
Up in Columbus, it's interesting, and there have been a few folks on Twitter, as they usually do, who draw on Google Maps how far McAuliffe Place is away from downtown Austin versus how far the fairground site where the Crew currently plays is from downtown Columbus.
Well, Jimmy, I imagine Austin soccer fans may be watching pretty closely, too, and they may be curious if the Austin sites are then closer.
Well, not exactly. Given that they're both capitals, the Columbus Stadium is 3 miles from the Ohio State Capitol. McAuliffe Place, which probably more people in Columbus are familiar with than people in Austin, is nearly 8 miles from the Capitol. Roy Guerrero Park is about 3, and the old Home Depot at St. John's Avenue, another possibility, is about 4.5 miles away. So they're close, but they're not the downtown hip spot that Precourt probably envisioned. And to put a finer point on it, that's not what was in his initial plan when he said he was going to be moving to Austin. So you'd think, since things perhaps have stalled in Austin, maybe the pendulum swings back toward staying in Columbus, right?
You know, in Columbus, the current situation, as Precourt Sports Ventures currently sees it, is not one that's sustainable and not one they can continue into the future. But it would be interesting to see what downtown sites might be available. Right now, it's still kind of at a standstill aside from Precourt meeting with a few investors.
So, Jimmy, Andrew Erickson says the current situation as Precourt Sports sees it is not sustainable. What does that mean, not sustainable? What does Precourt not like about their setup in Columbus?
He has made complaints again and again that Columbus is one of the first franchises in Major League Soccer. The current business climate in Columbus is not one that supports what he calls MLS 2.0. He points to stadiums in Atlanta, stadiums in Seattle, stadiums in Portland have a heavy corporate sponsorship. That's what he points to. He says that is not available to him in Columbus.
But obviously he thinks it might be available here in Austin.
If you do a lot of all of that market research and all that stuff, they say it's available here. So potentially, yes. Will we see it? Time will only tell.
Okay, so where do Austin City Council members stand on the stadium now?
Well, there was a lot of resistance, public resistance, to Butler Shores, primarily from Councilmember Ann Kitchen, that's in her district. Pio Renteria would like to see Roy Guerrero Park stay in the mix. That park is in his district. McAuliffe Place is vaulting into the fore almost by default. Most people had never heard of the city-owned lot off of Burnett Road until all of the stadium talk. And publicly, the council and the mayor, they've been supportive of the idea of a soccer stadium. I mean, it's a nice thing to have, right? But they're dealing with a lot of other issues that are pretty important right now, say police contracts, a new city manager. It probably has ticked down their priority list. Meanwhile, the MLS season is about to ramp up, and this may not fit into the Columbus's timeline. They may not have enough time to get their ducks in a row. There could be an election, all kinds of things that could stand in the way of this actually happening.
So what would happen if they just stayed in Ohio?
Well, I put that question to Andrew Erickson.
There'd have to be some real healing that takes place because it is damaged. And I think there's a sense of distrust with the fan base, and that would continue even if the team did stay.
So, Jimmy, what's the next step then in all of this?
Well, short of a surprise press release, which has happened twice in the last couple of weeks, the next public steps in the process will take place February 15th. That is when the city council discusses all of the possible stadium sites that are still at that point, and it's 2 weeks from now, at that point that would be on the table.
KUT's Jimmy Moss is covering the possible potential maybe move
perhaps
of the Columbus Crew from Columbus to Austin. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
You can keep up with developments with this story and lots of other news at KUT.org.